It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, San Diego? Welcome in once again. It's Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, here with you for four hours, that is. First hour, in the 2 o'clock hour, Marquez Cooper, Aztecs running back, will join us. Talk a little bit about their upcoming matchup with the Cougars at Snapdragon here on Saturday. Opening night in the NBA, perhaps.
Somebody in this table is excited.
You know it's me then. I definitely enjoy me some NBA. Possible history could take place today. We'll have to wait and see.
You better punt on this game then and get way behind.
Well, you know, there was a report earlier that they're going to try to get it out the way early.
They're just going to bring Bronny in just to bring him in.
But then there recently, before we pulled up today to start getting ready for the show, LeBron had spoke on it and kind of said there's no rush to have this thing happen. So we'll see one way or another.
Can
go ahead,
Scraby.
Here we go.
There it is. Why?
This is the first time you've been a part of the show this early in quite some time. Usually you're over there kind of quiet through the first 4 or 5 minutes, but this particular subject has you ready to speak, huh?
This is not me hating on Bronny, but isn't there just way too much distraction on this team right now? Like trying to figure out
what else
Bronny's going to debut. Like that just seems like a lot for a team. I mean, like would any other 12th man be getting this sort of attention?
There's no other NBA player that has a son that's in the league.
There's no other 12th man whose dad is LeBron James.
Right.
That
let's just keep it a buck.
That's understandable, but I mean, you're probably the best thing to just get him in a game and get it out of the way. Yeah. I've heard so many people, though, Tony, who say he absolutely, positively, 100% does not belong in the league. I don't know if that's haters or if that's people that really feel that way. I've heard it more than you know, a couple of occasions. People say he's just taking somebody's spot and it's not fair and this whole thing. And I wonder where it's all coming from. Do they really feel he's that bad of a player, or do they just think, are they mad at LeBron? You know, where is that all coming from?
I think you can make the argument that he still has some developing to do.
Okay.
You know, but that's not up for any of us to really make the decision. It's going to be J.J. Redick's decision ultimately. And so we'll see. I agree with what we talked about before the show, which is he probably won't be up there for a full season. He'll be in the G League at times. Or was it the D League or G? It's the G League.
I forget what letter they're using these days.
He'll be there, I would say, probably, you know, doing his development thing. On the other side, Monday Night Football, Lamar Jackson put on a show. 5 touchdowns, no interception. Derrick Henry continues to run up and down the football field as if no one else. Jerry Jones
today said, well, he wasn't going to fit with our squad.
We're going to get to Jerry at some point
today.
That's worth a full segment to talk about.
Troy Aikman ripped him, and Jerry Jones said, you know what? He's right to rip me. However, he wasn't going to fit with our squad, a team that had no running back.
Yeah.
It's so unfair that the Ravens have Derrick Henry. They are an absolutely impossible team to stop with Lamar Jackson, especially when he's playing well like he did last night. And when you mix in Derrick Henry And, I mean, what did he have at halftime? 4 carries for 12 yards?
Yeah.
And then in the second half, nobody wants to tackle him.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's just, it starts to beat you up mentally.
It's
and by
incredible.
The way, he's not running slow. It's he's running away from dudes.
Right, when he broke that 81-yard run,
yeah.
Nobody behind him was picking up any ground.
No, it was the
guy
dude,
came over from the
other side of
the
field 100%.
And caught him. You know, but I'm ready to make my pick right now, Tony. It's October 22nd. I don't see anyone beating the Ravens. Okay,
yeah.
Wait, I have a little hesitation. Their defense is not what it once was.
It isn't.
Their defense isn't what it was. The fourth quarter had me a little concerned, but they're better than Kansas City. I know Kansas City beat them in the first game, but I don't think they knew what to do with Derrick Henry yet. But they blew it last year also.
I'll say this.
So there's hesitation, but
and you know,
can there be anybody more potent than that?
You know I'm the biggest Lamar Jackson fan.
Yeah.
But he does have a Pat Mahomes boy problem that he's got to find a way.
Who doesn't, I guess, right?
I think the biggest issue with Lamar, and I heard this point made earlier today, that he hasn't played his best in those games.
How long is it going to be before he finally does it?
That's a great question. I think it's only a matter of time before he finally plays his best. But he has been, you know, ultimately not the sole reason, but a big reason why they haven't been able to beat the Chiefs, because he hasn't played his best. Now, if you get this version of Lamar Jackson
in one of those games, there's no stopping them.
It's a wrap.
There's absolutely no stopping them. If he's playing like that, throwing the ball on time and being accurate down the field, what are you going to do? Because Derrick Henry's going to run it down your throat.
You have to bring somebody else in the box to stop him.
If you don't bring him in the box, he's going to kill you. And if you load up on him, Lamar keeps the ball.
Right.
No,
exactly.
Lamar keeps the ball,
right,
and he's 30 yards downfield.
Right.
So, I mean, the Ravens should. But you know what? You're right. He lost to Mahomes, but he's also lost to Josh Allen in the playoff.
Yep.
I mean, he's lost to everybody's beating him.
Yeah.
The Chargers beat him 1 year.
Yep. That was his first year, yeah. That's
you know,
right.
His first year, he got beat by the Chargers. He's lost to the Chiefs. He's lost to the Bills. I think Tannehill beat him the 1 year when Derrick Henry was with Tennessee. Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
That was his first MVP season,
that's
I believe.
Definitely something that he's got to overcome,
yeah,
is the fact that he has not yet played big in a big game.
That's right.
But I really believe Baltimore is the best team. Watching them, the only other team that I think is close is Detroit on the other side.
You just have to keep Derrick Henry healthy. You got to keep him and Lamar healthy. You know, that's where some of these seasons go awry. You have these great starts, so people start getting nicked up or a couple injuries here and there. All of a sudden, you got a kind of just a normal team at that point. So, good games. Oh, by the way, the Chargers charged last night. I don't know if you saw that.
It was their fault. I mean, they kicked 5 field goals.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you got to get in the end zone.
Justin Herbert had over 300 yards passing.
Moved up and down the field.
Just could not put it in the end zone.
Could not get in the end zone. I think, no Quentin Johnson, one of their weapons down by the goal line. And no, you know, the guy that they're missing, the Chargers, is Gus Edwards. J.K. Dobbins is having a nice year gaining yardage between the 20s, and
they
he scored a couple of touchdowns. But remember, Gus Edwards used to be the guy that from the 10-yard line in with Baltimore, he'd get you the 6 points. And I think Harbaugh was kind of imagining that when the season started. And, 5 field goals isn't going to get it done. And I'm sure you saw it, Tony, and had the same reaction I did. When Kyler Murray went around left end, held the ball out at the 50-yard line, pulled it back, and then went into super power drive down the sidelines. What is the...
He got the star in Mario.
Wow! That was awesome! What did they used to call that? Oh, no, hyperspace. In the Star Wars vernacular.
Oh, yeah. Warp speed.
Hyperspace. All right. I got close enough to where you figured it out, at least.
That was Kyler Murray running down
that
the
was Kyler, except for when he got to the 50, then it was zip. And he was gone, man. That was pretty impressive.
Nick has a really great question on the chat. If it happens on ESPN Plus did it actually happen at all? Because I refused last night to spend money on this.
Wow.
So you know what I
See?
Did?
You're starting to get old like me now.
You know what I did, Chris? I got in my car, I turned on the radio broadcast, and I listened to the final 5 minutes on the radio broadcast. And
I told you what you should have done.
I will not. Yes, but
you,
I didn't.
You tape delay, watch the game on NFL
Network.
No, I'm
not going to do that. The Chargers-Cardinals is not that important to
me. All right, well, it was important enough for you to get in your car and listen to the final 5 minutes.
Well, I had somewhere to go real quick, so I was like, I'll turn it on. But let me just say.
Where were you going at that hour to pick up
I was going to get gas, and I was going to the bank to put some cash in.
Very good.
But that radio broadcast will not be on Rate the Radio Call because...
Wasn't good.
It's not worthy of Rate the Radio Call.
Is there a
Rate the Radio Call appearance going to be made here soon?
Maybe.
Seen it in a while. We do have a fantabulous sports game show today, and we have a new defending champion in the building. We'll see what he can do today
My
to defend his title.
Is looking to repeat this week.
Oh, I've cooked one up for you today, Scraby, so we'll see how you do.
Oh, EC Money said, this station sounds like it's being run by the 49ers season. You guys don't know this, but there was major technical difficulties on the YouTube, and whenever I don't notice, there's about 150 messages alerting me to the fact that there's something wrong.
Crushing your whole spirit, huh?
Yes.
So good show lined up for you guys today. As we talked about earlier this week, Coach Lewis, we're looking for him to join us on Friday. So something to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm
as
excited
well.
About having him on, but I'm excited to meet Marquez Cooper today. This guy is the, you know, I said yesterday, is the all-time leading rusher in NCAA. That was a little much. I was doing the promo for today's show. I said, the all-time leading rusher. But he's the active leading rusher, though. There's nobody active in college football that has more yardage gained than him, and he's impressed me. He's made some great runs this year for the Aztecs, so excited to have him on. And I wish we could be talking about a World Series, Tony. I don't know if that's something that you think about or you just accept it, but, you know, the championship series were done on Sunday, and you know, as I do, baseball guys are used to one day off maximum, maybe two. I don't like giving everybody 5 or 6 days off before the start of the World Series, and you know, we have to sit and wait. And I think it's bad. It's not great for us because I want a game to be played, but I think it's worse for the players that it's just not their natural preparation time.
No,
agreed
not.
Or not?
No, I agree. It's not their natural, but you know, suck it up. World Series. Give us these 4 days to build the game, the series up. We're going to talk about everything, to like what kind of jock strap these cats are wearing. We're going to break it down.
What?
I'm not
what
saying us.
He said jock strap.
I'm just saying. Like,
oh,
it's going to get dissected.
Gotcha.
Like, because you got
four days. We're going to have to hear about Trent Grisham's batting average against, you know, sinker baller left handed pitching.
Yeah. Nah.
Which is a waste of our time.
it's gonna be like that. It's not ideal, Chris, but the good thing is that both sides get the same amount of time off.
True.
You know, it's not as though one side's gaining an advantage.
I do remember the 1 year, I think it was the Rockies, had to wait like 9 days while the other team finished.
They swept their Diamondbacks,
right? Right, and then they were sitting around, and by the time the World Series started, those guys forgot what they were doing.
Yeah, they looked like it, too. I think that was 4-1
swept.
Oh, they got swept.
They got swept, so... All right. I'm a little, you know, it's not my favorite. I think baseball should be a little bit, you know, able to, you know, maneuver those games around a little bit.
But they need their game. Their game 7 on Saturday, November 2nd, Chris.
Yes,
that's
but they're
they
okay.
Need.
All right. You like the. All right. Let me ask you this.
I don't like any of this.
Friday, Saturday, no game Sunday.
Makes
is
sense.
That good because the NFL?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't want to play. You can't play with the NFL. The NFL is like the bully on the block.
See, because if they go Friday, Saturday, they compete with college football, but they're going to beat college football.
It's up against college football.
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You got football
on
Monday.
You got Monday Night Football.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It's only one game versus a weekend of games.
My point is you're trying to avoid, if you cannot have games, you know, the couple slots you don't have to do with the NFL, you take those slots. Because, you know, Monday, Thursday, Sunday, NFL is going to dominate. And so, you know, if you got to do it, you got to do it. I you know, it's just kind of how these things go.
Why couldn't they have moved it up to Wednesday?
I think I would have. That's what I would have liked to have
seen. Or Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday,
Sunday.
Yeah, but they want to avoid that.
Well, too bad. You're the World Series.
Too bad.
You know?
Well, and also, you can't. I mean, they've got
games on Fox,
too.
You know
what?
We say too bad, right? And then they play it on Sunday. And you know what happens on Monday or Tuesday, whenever the numbers come out in a report, they're like, oh, man, their numbers were down on for the World Series this time around. And so you just avoid that by.
Believe me, these numbers are not going to be down because Rob Manfred wanted this
has
to happen.
Deemed it
that's
so.
Right. That's right. Yes. Lay down, y'all. We need y'all to lay down.
Well, that and these numbers are going to be insane.
They
because
are.
If Japan registered more viewers of Padres-Dodgers Game 5 at 9 in the morning in Japan than American viewers, then what are they going to get during the World Series?
I have no rebuttal. All right, let's step away. Let's get to break. When we come back, Ken Rosenthal made a certain comment. We'll discuss that. And, why was I thinking? Tampa Bay.
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin. In the game late, got his ankle crushed.
Tore up, man.
Basically. Dislocated.
Yeah, it was a gruesome injury. Lot of chatter after the game. Todd Bowles had to take a lot of questions. We'll talk about that as well on the other side. More Gwen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Chris.
Welcome back. Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan with your smart speaker? Ask your device to play 97.3 The Fan. Give it a shot. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. October 22nd, 2024. I mentioned the date because it's an important one. October 22nd happens to be my wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy
Shout
anniversary.
Shout out to the lovely one out there. And everybody
anniversary.
Who everybody who sent us some nice wishes on Facebook today and Instagram. I posted, if you must know how many years we've been married, it's a long time. And we're happy.
You don't
want to
give us the number?
You should, because
that's a big thing.
That's a thing to be proud about.
You think it's something I should be?
Absolutely.
I mean, it shows your age, but that's what you're trying to cover up, isn't it?
Yeah, trying to cover up my age.
It's fine, right. Chris. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
I'm way too old.
You're not tricking anybody.
I'm not tricking anybody anymore.
No.
35 years.
Wow.
It's a big one. So, yeah, happy anniversary to us.
I'm trying to get to 35.
And happy anniversary. Well, don't do it all at once.
No, I can't do it all at once. Can't do it all at once.
But you'll get there. One day, one glory-filled day. I celebrated by golfing out there today a little bit, and I do have a funny story about the guy with the electric cart.
Oh, tell us about how you feel about electric carts.
Like, when you say electric cart, you mean a pull cart
yes.
form that is
where
electric.
You load your golf clubs in a push cart, And now you use a remote control and to operate the push cart. Yeah. You don't have to push it yourself.
Yes, yes. I've seen push carts that, like, you have something on your belt and it just follows your tracker.
Whatever you do, this guy didn't know how to use his.
Oh, no.
And, of course, he was in the group ahead of us.
Oh, no.
And he constantly was looking behind him, waiting for his cart. His cart was spinning off course.
Oh, no.
He refused to push the damn thing. He just kept sitting there with his remote control trying to get it straightened out while we were waiting on the tee to hit.
Oh, no.
If you're going to use, and I understand these things cost
lots of
$1,100, $1,200.
Yeah, they do.
For an electric push cart like this, a remote control push cart, learn how to use it before you go out on the course. It was very clear to me that this is the first time this guy was so proud of himself when he would get it to work, but most of the time it wasn't working. And if you want to know what was funnier than all of that, he was walking over here. His electric cart was over here, and the electric cart had an umbrella up.
Well, he clearly planned to have the electric cart near him at all times.
He was never under the umbrella himself. Only the electric push cart was under the umbrella.
That is ridiculous.
It was an absolute comedy show all day long. And if, you know, I wasn't so laughing, I would have been angry.
Did you say anything at any point?
You know, no, he was a little far enough out in front of us, but we were waiting quite often for him to get the darn thing moving.
That's when you say, that's when you hit in, and if you get in trouble for it, just
do you hit into people on purpose who are moving too slow?
Not on purpose.
I don't know that that's the best mode of attack.
Say they're out at 300. I can't normally drive at 300.
No.
I can drive it like 270, 280.
Well.
But if I bounce like 20 yards behind them, they kind of know what's up.
Well, I don't think this guy ever knew what was up. He was just so excited that he had his little push cart, and it was just, you know, it was a comedy scene, to be sure. So next time you go out there with your electric $1,200 cart, you know, do a little practicing in the driveway.
Make sure you know how to
before you get out there.
You cannot be wasting time working with your electric cart.
And you can leave the umbrella in the car.
Because
really, the cart doesn't need an umbrella.
Well, maybe it got hot.
He's trying to keep his clubs cool.
He's trying to keep the clubs cool.
I guarantee you he thought the umbrella would be a nice touch because his cart would never be away from him. So he would be under the umbrella
at
all times.
No, his cart was never with him. It was off course the whole day. Here's a guy that's off course right now these days. Big fan, big Padre support for Ken Rosenthal out there after the way he treated and wrote about the Padres during the NLDS. Fox Sports, a television guy, a writer, as you know. But Ken Rosenthal, during a clip of Game 6 of the NLCS, the Dodgers were closing in on winning the series, reported this. You may have missed it, but it was kind of intriguing, so let's hear it.
Well, Joe, you make a great point. It took incredible discipline for Roberts not to chase those victories in Game 2 and Game 5. And frankly, it was not a great look, effectively conceding postseason games. But should they hold on, the end will justify the means. He had to manage this way because he was shorthanded. Shorthanded with his rotation, shorthanded in his bullpen once they lost Alex Messi.
Yeah.
All right, so just to revisit what he just said, he basically said the Dodgers lost intentionally in Games 2 and Game 5. I think what he meant to say is once they fell behind, they did not use their best relievers. That's what they truly did.
Right.
They used their secondary relievers, which didn't give them as good of a chance of catching up. Because I love to think the Dodgers are so good now that they can just determine which games they want to lose ahead of time.
I'm starting to feel like Ken over-sensationalizes these things, right? Because
He's not being fair to Dave Roberts there
really
at all.
Because what it doesn't really tell you is that they didn't have a choice. They don't have enough pitching to, like,
he had a choice, especially in Game 5, because he knew he had a bullpen day in Game 6. Do you want to use your top guys in Game 5 to try to come from behind down six runs?
When there's no guarantee you'll actually complete the comeback.
And he chose not to.
Right.
I mean, but I don't think it's fair to say he punted the game. He did the right thing after they fell behind. But
right.
he didn't go into the game saying, we're going to give you this game.
And that's what
it, what Ken Rosenthal made it sound like.
Right, when you say it's a bad look. Like, what? It's not a bad look because it wasn't as though he set those parameters before the game started. Like, this game's going to start. We're going to punt this game, get to the next one. Now, if his team would have, offense would have jumped out, had a huge lead,
he would have used those high leverage guys.
He would have 100% changed course and used the guys he needed to. So,
Ken Rosenthal is already hated by the Padres and their fans.
The Mets fans joined
us. The Dodgers may join in if he keeps his up.
No. This is praising the Dodgers.
Oh, I don't think it was praising Dave Roberts at all.
Oh, no. This is
you
Ken
find
Rosenthal
that to be
saying,
praising?
Yes, because you got
to
give him credit for sticking with
it. He also said it was a bad look that they lost games 2 and 5.
Let's listen to it again.
Okay.
Make a great point. It took incredible discipline for Roberts not to chase those victories in game 2 and game 5. And frankly, it was not a great look, effectively conceding postseason games. But should they hold on? The end will justify the means.
So in the end, he says Dave Roberts is a hero because the end will justify the
hero.
Means.
You are so extreme.
Did
a
you
hero?
Hear what he said? It took incredible discipline for Dave Roberts to not chase those victories. He's praising the guy.
I would say that what he did unwittingly is bring up something that very few people were even thinking about. By bringing it up, I think he calls into question whether, Dave Roberts and the Dodgers were giving it their all to win games, and that is not a good look for the Dodgers at all, and I don't think that they want to be attached to that.
That's what I heard.
I can understand why you wouldn't want to be attached to it.
I get what he was trying to say, which is that at the end of the day, Dave Roberts managed this the way he thought he should, and it worked. But when you say that it's a bad look that somebody lost, and you're insinuating that they lost on purpose, I think that's not, no matter how the story ends, you kind of brought light on something that I don't know that it was really necessary.
Okay, I think it's a backhanded compliment.
Because we all love backhanded compliments, right?
I think a backhanded compliment praises yet.
If someone walked in here and gave you a backhanded compliment, you'd be like, oh, thank you.
People give me backhanded compliments
all the time.
And
you do what?
And I say, thanks. No, I do this. No, here's a backhanded compliment I get all the time. You're not as annoying in person as you are on the radio.
Yeah, that's a backhanded compliment.
I'm like,
that qualifies.
All right, that's cool. I mean, you finally get to meet me. I'm not just some guy who screams on the radio. I'm actually a nice guy, too, off the radio.
I guess so.
Well, the nice thing about the World Series, I guess, is we can just send Ken Rosenthal down to the Dodger dugout before the game, and he can ask Dave Roberts, Dave, are you going to planning on winning this game or losing this game? And we just, he let him determine it.
Do you guys think Ken Rosenthal has had a tumultuous enough postseason to not be back as
I think only we hate him.
Yeah,
I don't think it's worldwide yet.
Right, and I don't think it's deserving.
That's right. I said yet. He might piss some more people off. His article about the Padres was so just. I thought it was such a cheap shot, and coming, while he's in the middle of, covering that series, just showed a tremendous lack of. Just lack of understanding of the situation. Not reading the situation well at all.
Correct.
All right. 2:31 the time. Take a break. Come back. Really excited to have Marquez Cooper, the active leading rusher in NCAA college football. Just happens to play for the San Diego State
Aztecs.
Thought
you were going to give us history again.
I'm gonna what?
I thought you were gonna give us history.
No, not history. I've already made that mistake once. I said made one mistake. I would try not to make it again. But we're excited to have him next on Gwen and Chris.
2:37. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Marquez Cooper, Aztec running back, the leading rusher in the nation, will join us shortly. Aztecs looking to make it 3 in a row, 2-0 so far in conference play, 3-3 overall.
Tied for first place.
Got the win at Laramie last week, 27-24, and now Washington State rolls into the town. They're playing us pretty good.
They're 6-1. They beat Washington earlier this year, so it's going to be a good one. You know, good challenge. See how much better this Aztec team. The thing I'm liking the most about it is from day one to day now,
they've gotten better.
They're way better.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's all you can ask in a young team that's kind of restarting, you know, the program, is that you see improvement. And, I mean, you've got to be, you know, excited about Danny O'Neill moving forward. Guy's now played 6 games.
Yeah.
And he's already looking pretty good, Tony. You know, he made some big throws. You know, trusted his receivers. They made some nice catches for him up there in Laramie. He's rallied in the fourth quarter to win each of his last 2 games. You know, that's stuff that gives you confidence moving forward. So I feel good about that. If they would just stop committing penalties.
Yeah, that
would
has
really
been,
be nice.
That has been a little tough for the squad.
And it's tough for a young quarterback because he's always 2nd and 20 rather than 2nd and 6.
Yeah, staying on script.
Yeah, on schedule.
And on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Goes a long way, especially for a young quarterback. But you're right. You got to be happy with what you've seen from this football team. Danny O'Neill's a freshman, continuing to get better, it seems like. This is a big test, though, because this is probably, outside of Boise State, one of the better teams in the conference.
Yeah. Sack guy on defense, Trey White, leading the nation. He's got over 11 sacks already. In 6 games, you know, that'll get the job done.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got some weapons on defense and offense. I don't know. I'm liking it. And Marquez Cooper, man, this guy can run the ball. And, you know, we're waiting for him to call in, if you're wondering why we're stalling
right now.
Like, obviously stalling here. And then there was that tackle in the Texas A&M Commerce game that I wanted to talk about. Not really.
No.
not really.
Speaking, well, while we wait, we might as well jump into this Todd Bowles situation last night. I mean, Tampa Bay down in the game.
Right.
Still fighting. Got to within 10.
Got an onside kick.
Got an onside kick. But Chris Godwin and Mike Evans end up hurt late in that game. And Todd Bowles, I thought was, I don't know if you guys saw the press conference afterwards, I thought was being unfairly questioned in terms, it just felt like the questions, Scraby, go ahead.
Oh, you can keep going. I was just telling you I was getting the audio ready.
I didn't know if that was the audio or if that was Marquez calling.
Oh, sorry, no. Good point.
I thought he was being unfairly questioned about having those guys in late. You know,
Well, Evans was out early. He went out early in the game, earlier in the game.
Specifically, Chris Gow. Here's X. Grady has the sound. Let's play it.
Doesn't look good.
Coach, you're down 10. You don't have any timeouts. It's under a minute. You would need a score, an onside kick, another score. Why is Chris Godwin in the game with Evan?
Well, he's a player. We're trying to win the ball game. I mean, we were still down 10. We're trying to get extra points and kick another onside kick. It just happened. But Mike gone down, we didn't have that many receivers left as it was, so we play what we got.
Isn't that even more, perhaps, important to preserve Chris for the Falcons and Mike's possibly not going to play?
Well, you can say
I'll
that.
Tell you, it's taken everything for me to not walk over and punch the guy myself right now while I listen to these questions, Tony.
It wasn't
That's
even,
so weak.
It wasn't even – I didn't have a problem with one question.
Okay,
but
one.
The follow-up and then the third one behind it, I felt like it was out of
asked and answered.
Yeah,
the guys on the team, they're playing football.
More importantly, he wanted to play.
Yeah, that's stupid to ask that in the wake of the guy getting hurt, and then blame the coach. That's like blaming. You can blame any coach for any injury in any game.
Right?
Why
right.
was he in the game?
Yeah, it didn't make much sense. We'll get back to that in a little. But joining us right now on Gwen and Chris, Marquez Cooper, Aztec running back. Marquez, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us today.
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me.
No problem. You're off to a fantastic start. This ball team has won 2 straight, looking for their third. I mean, this is your first year here at San Diego State. Just talk about, you know, your experience to this point and your the success you've had to this point in the season.
My experience has been amazing. Just with the people around San Diego, my teammates, you know, welcome me with open arms. My running back coach has been amazing, you know, and then obviously my coaches from Kent State, you know, just to be back in the connection there is better than ever. So everything's just clicking right now, and it's just life is good.
I'll tell you one thing, Marquez Cooper is our guest, and it's really been fun to watch you play, and we're glad you're here in San Diego. Started off your college career in Kent, Ohio, and played for Sean Lewis there, and then Muncie, Indiana for a year. Now San Diego. I got to say, Marquez, I don't want to knock those other places, but it seems to me you're moving up in the world a little bit.
Most definitely is like that. Just with the publicity and the conference, you know, and stuff like that, I've definitely moved up. So it definitely feels like it every single day in the weather for sure.
Marquez, you guys have won two straight. You guys are seemingly have gotten better every single week. Just talk about the growth of this Aztec football team from the start of the season till now.
Honestly, the growth has been phenomenal. You know, it's really started in practice, and it was the Central Michigan practice week. It was just different. The mindset was different. We should have three wins in a row, but, you know, we handled our problems there. But it's just, you know, we're just clicking. We're getting closer as a team. We're getting better as an offense. And, you know, our defense has been lights out. You know, that's been great for us, and we're thankful for that, definitely offensively, you know, just for this whole start and just getting everything together. But, you know, other than that, man, just good.
Marquez Cooper's our guest, the Aztec running back from Gaithersburg, Maryland, another big town. Tell me about growing up in Maryland and playing football. And what got you into it, and how you wound up a running back? Was it something you just took to right away? Were you always the running back, you know, even as a little kid?
Yeah, I had older cousins and an older brother that played running back. My other cousins played defensive positions, and my uncle Dominique Chase, you know, he passed away. I grew up on the game with him. He taught me the game and stuff like that. You know, I played running back and cornerback to start out, you know, but I always played knee football. You know, I was so small, you know, at the younger they'd be on their knees, and you know, we're in the basement and stuff like that, so I get the football and I gotta run to the other side of the wall, you know, try to tackle me on the ground and stuff like that. So that's where I really started my juke moves and stuff like that, because I wasn't going to run those guys over. So I started from being the smallest there, you know, to growing up, I didn't get really big, even when I played my age group, you know, so I was a small guy. So running back definitely fit my description and my body of work. So that's how I really started the running back position. And once I got to, like, high school, you know, you really had to choose one. Actually, my JV year, I played a little cornerback too, but I was going to be the running back, and that was clear as I grew in that in Quince Orchard. So that's how I started.
He only scored 98 touchdowns in high school, Tony. It sounds to me like he ran away from them pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. High school was amazing.
Marquez, you guys obviously have found something. You've had a terrific year. Your offensive line has been able to create some space for you. I mean, as you've gotten, you know, more experience each and every year, what do you think has helped you get to the development point that you are right now in your running back career?
You know, definitely probably from starting from taking notes in the running back room. Matty J was my running back coach when I was at Kent State. He's the quarterback coach here now. But, you know, at first, you know, when I coming in as a young guy, you know, I didn't really take good notes as a youngin'. I didn't know what to really take notes on. I wasn't really doing it in high school. So, you know, watching film, knowing what to learn to watch the defense, what they're doing, stuff like that, and where to run, what every play scheme is, you know, intended to do, stuff like that I've grown with. And just, you know, I've been in this system now for 4 years total. I really understand each and every run play to depth, you know, a great death. So just with that and just my body, I've just been able to get bigger, stronger, faster, more elusive. So stuff like that is what I've been able to work on as well as I got older and stuff like that. So just having that game experience has a lot of plays under my belt. You really know what defense is trying to do, and you know, it just you feel good and confident each and every play.
Marquez Cooper and the Aztecs have a really good game. It's also homecoming, calling all Aztec alumni out there. This Saturday night, 7:30, Washington State. Going to be a conference opponent in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But right now, a very good test for you guys, Marquez. And again, anybody out there can get tickets. Go Aztecs.com. Talk about playing with Danny O'Neill.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a freshman quarterback. He comes in. I've been pretty impressed. You know, he hangs in there. You know, if something negative happens, it doesn't seem like he gets down. It seems like take me in the huddle a little bit with this freshman and how he's doing leading you guys.
Yeah, man. Just like you said, just when things go bad and he never gets down or anything like that, he's made significant improvements to his game since the beginning of the season, especially over these last 2 weeks. You know, his connection with the wide receivers has been phenomenal, and just clutch first downs. He's continuing to make plays at the end of the game with that Wyoming connection to Napier. That was big time. That's huge. You know, he's just completing balls, you know, constantly completing the passes and, you know, helping me move the sticks. So that he's been – his growth has been amazing. You know, even when I'm on him, you know, as an older guy in fall camp or – practices, he's never attacking me back. He's just listening to the game and just, you know, taking it and moving on, you know, whether he feels I'm right or I'm wrong, you know, because he always gonna think I'm right, you know. So it's been great.
Marquez, last one for me. I mean, this is, I don't know how much San Diego State history you're aware of, but this school has been able to produce some pretty good running backs you know, throughout the time here. Marshall Faulk comes to mind. Donnell Pumphrey comes to mind. Rashad Penny comes to mind. I mean, are you trying to at least leave your stamp on the running back position when you leave out of here?
Oh, for sure. I'm definitely trying to leave my mark on the room. You know, numbers and stuff are cool, but just, you know, how to practice, you know, how to go about your business every single day, you know, just leave a tradition in my own way and stuff like that. You know, I haven't been here the years that they have been able to be here to get the numbers and stuff like that, but I do know that I'll be able to leave a great impact for the guys that's coming behind me and stuff like that. They'll definitely know how to go about their work and be a straight dog.
Well, Marquez, we certainly appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us today. Good luck Saturday. You have Aztec Nation behind you, and stay healthy, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on.
Marquez Cooper, Aztec running back there.
Plays at the end of the game with that Wyoming connection to Napier. That was big time. That's huge. You know, he's just completing balls, you know, constantly completing the passes and, you know, helping me move the sticks. So that he's been – his growth has been amazing. You know, even when I'm on him, you know, as an older guy in fall camp or practices, he's never attacking me back. He's just listening to the game and just, you know, taking it and moving on, you know, whether he feels I'm right or I'm wrong, you know, because he always gonna think I'm right, you know. So it's been great.
Marquez, last one for me. I mean, this is, I don't know how much San Diego State history you're aware of, but this school has been able to produce some pretty good running backs, you know, throughout the time here. Marshall Faulk comes to mind. Donnell Pumphrey comes to mind. Rashad Penny comes to mind. I mean, are you trying to at least leave your stamp on the running back position when you leave out of here?
Oh, for sure. I'm definitely trying to leave my mark on the room. You know, numbers and stuff are cool, but just, you know, how to practice, you know, how to go about your business every single day, you know, just leave a tradition in my own way and stuff like that. You know, I haven't been here the years that they have been able to be here to get the numbers and stuff like that, but I do know that I'll be able to leave a great impact for the guys that's coming behind me and stuff like that. They'll definitely know how to go about their work and be a straight dog.
Well, Marquez, we certainly appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us today. Good luck Saturday. You have Aztec Nation behind you, and stay healthy, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on.
Marquez Cooper, Aztec running back there, leading the nation right now in terms of getting the yards.
Active leading rusher in all of college football. Yeah, and, you know, the thing that I kind of liked is that he breaks it all down to the very simplest of terms. How did you become a running back? Well, I was little, and they would give me the ball, and then they would all want to tackle me, and I basically had to learn how to get away from all of them because I didn't want to get crushed.
I couldn't run them over.
It was very simple. That's how he learned, you know, and that's what he does now. They give him the ball, and he runs away from all these guys.
5'8", 200 pounds behind some big linemen. You can get lost.
I don't want to try to tackle him. 5'8", 200.
Stop. A little bowling ball.
Yeah, a little bowling ball.
He's got pretty good speed, too, if he gets in the clear. I mean, he's busted some long runs this year. You know, it gives them, and plus for a freshman quarterback, to have somebody like that you can turn around and hand off
to. Yeah, for sure.
That's a big deal. So
I'm sure in today's college world, you go three different schools. How often is it that you're in the same system, though, for 4 years, despite going to three different schools?
That helps, right?
That has to have helped.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed watching him. I mean, he's kind of electric when he gets loose. So, you know, the Essex, this could be a big one if they can get it. I think a lot of us are kind of saying, well, there may not be, well, we're just thinking we might not be ready to beat somebody like Washington State. But maybe they are ready, you know? Maybe they can pull off this thing and keep it going, and they win this game. I think it's going to open some eyes. You know, Sean Lewis is, to me, he's done everything right so far, Tony.
I'm really happy with him. I think you hit the nail on the head. The fact that it feels like every week they've gotten better. I mean, despite the amount of crazy amount of penalties they've had called on them, they still look like they're getting better. And you just hope that, you know, the penalty thing will clean itself up as they get deeper into the season as well, because there certainly has been a ton of improvement, at least from my standpoint and how I see it.
Don't forget 7:30 Saturday night at Snapdragon Stadium, homecoming. If you haven't seen a game there, you owe it to yourself. And it's looking to be a night game, so you won't have to worry about the heat bearing down on you.
Yeah, no one worries.
Go enjoy an Aztec football game Saturday night. This is a good one to see, and watch Marquez Cooper and the rest of these guys go to work.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, Bronny James has been the heaviest bet in terms of Rookie of the Year.
People wasting their money.
We'll discuss on the other side. We're good at Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.